Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on why we have an ocean church, page 146. The lonely position of true parents. Do you think that I live inside the house, looking at trees and birds all day long? Do you think that's my way of life? I want you to know that those people who lived rich and carelessly are in a completely different position in the spiritual world. They are deeply ashamed. When you review my life, you will see a life of deep suffering. My standard has been incredible, going beyond poverty and pain. I have suffered every humiliation possible, but my mind was never changed from loving God. I have never taken comfort, even in East Garden. Instead, I have used this place like all the others, as a place to shed tears. Constantly. You have never known this. However, throughout my life, I have wept and wept for God, and God knows. God knows precisely how Reverend Moon has lived. Therefore, even when I die, God will preserve a shrine for me. God will never forget what I have done all my life for Him. You've been destined to meet me. When you met me, you felt something. That is an invisible tie. It is because God knows about me. Still, I am teaching new things every day. The leaders have known me for 20 or 30 years. Even so, every day I have new ideas, new material for them. I'm still a mystery to them. You think they know me and are accustomed to meeting me every day, but this isn't so. They are almost fearful to meet me because they don't know what I will do next. They still don't know exactly what I think. You like me, but even if you feel close, you don't feel completely familiar with me. You also feel some dignity, some awesome power within me. I live in this house as a lonely man. No one truly knows me, not even Mother or the children. So, if I instruct you, don't take me lightly. The Japanese members know not to take me lightly, but the Americans haven't found that out yet. The Japanese follow without question, and this is a great strength. This is fidelity. Many people have criticized what I did in Korea and Japan. They criticized me for taking so much from Korea and Japan and using it all for the sake of America. They didn't understand why I did that. After all these years, the vision has begun to take shape and form. Now people are seriously looking at my work, and they are truly awed. Christian scholars and theologians just shake their heads in disbelief. Our vision is so great. Don't you really want to know about me and be close to me? Then you have to walk a very rare and unusual way of life. You have to follow my instructions and walk a narrow way of life. You have a destiny. Now, many very famous scholars are asking the leaders, even the members, if they can see Reverend Moon. How about you? Do you have that same desire? Do you want to meet with me often? Have you ever thought, I am not worthy to receive direction from him. I shouldn't be in that position. People more prepared than I should be here. How honored I am. Have you ever thought about that? Have you thought deeply in the middle of the night, looking at the moon, or in the early morning when the sun is just rising? Have you ever looked out over the ocean? Have you thought about your position, your destiny? Have you ever thought, I am so special to be connected directly to true parents. I can receive instruction and direction from them. Have you ever thought that the entire universe is envying you? How much honor have you felt working for me? What about the disciples who worked for Jesus? At the time of Jesus, the people could not receive it, so Jesus could not teach the principle. The disciples were uneducated men. They didn't know anything. They just felt something from Jesus, and they tried to follow. They didn't even know how to help Jesus make any kind of foundation. He died truly alone, completely alone. Peter was his chief disciple. He was an unlearned fisherman, an almost primitive person, but today everyone honors him as a saint. You are the seminary graduates. Are you going to be less than Peter? If Jesus had left even one place in the Bible, just one word, two words actually, true parents, I would not have suffered as much. If Jesus had taught in the Bible somewhere, even a little bit, about the fall of man, how the fall happened and how sin crept in, I would not have had to suffer as much. Now, 2,000 years later, it's an entirely new message. Today I am teaching the way of life. People are reading my message, and it will be the same message for those who come 2,000 years later from now. It will not only make sense for them, but it will truly be their blood and sweat, their way of life. That's the standard I am teaching today. Have you ever thought of that? You often say, "O Father, you are always saying and teaching strange things." Naturally, that is so, because I am speaking to an audience that will be here 2,000 years later. I am thinking, even if I am in the middle of the mission and I work so hard that I drop dead, I will not regret it. How about you? Are you thinking like that? Do you have that determination? Do you understand now? In particular, do you seminary graduates understand? You have a special privilege and responsibility. I want you to set and keep the record for the movement. You have to work more than average people. The time will come when I will go, and afterward, each one of you should record your own Acts of the Apostles. You are deeply indebted in the sight of God. For 3 years, I paid extra attention to the seminary. Almost every day I was there. I attended to almost every detail. Every extra moment I could find the time, I went to the seminary. That 3 year period of time is over, and I have consummated my mission to the seminary. I am never irresponsible toward you, but you are irresponsible for Ocean Church, irresponsible for CARP. As leaders, if you think nothing about the mission, you are unacceptable to God. If you just do everything that you want to do and then think about the mission, that's not acceptable to me. It's not acceptable to God. For 24 hours a day, I think of nothing but the mission. You don't need any further message. You have the message. Every ounce of energy that comes out of your body and soul, invest that into your mission, whether it be Ocean Church, CARP, or Master Marine. Don't you think it's important? I am not tired. Every time my legs start to hurt, I scold my own body, saying, "You leg, how can you complain? How can you not follow me? I will disown you. You have to help me do God's will." I push myself forward like this. Sometimes I even hit my own legs. I push to go out every day on the ocean. When the engine breaks down, I am disappointed, but feel that for some reason God wants me to stay on shore for that day. Then I search for that reason. That is the only way for me, but for you, sometimes without any reason, you just want to stay on the shore and take a rest and nap. My conscience will not allow that for myself. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Why We Have an Ocean Church. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.